Okay, so a while back, I remember, because we didn't have Shiur on Sunday, and Friday was Rashi. So we spoke about the tefillah we learned from Yaakov, and in particular, what we can derive, or how we can model tefillah, based on the word vayifka. Ein pikiya ela tefillah. So you have to look back, if you weren't in that Shiur, you have to look back at the previous Shiur. Today I want to speak about something entirely different, and that's the word bamakom. It's a very interesting phrase, bamakom. It's a triple entendre. What does this word makom teach us about tefillah? So we're going to have to unfold the two different meanings of the word makom. Makom means the place that Yaakov was in. And makom, of course, also means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's makom shel olam, and we'll talk about what that means a little, and in particular, how tefillah accesses that and how it can change. Okay, but let's first take a few steps back. As you guys are maturing, you're starting to think about your identity and your experience in ways that you hadn't before. So hopefully you're starting to think about time differently. You live in 2023, but we're trying to stretch your imagination to put you more in touch with 1623, and hopefully to put you more in touch with 2123, so that your life expands from being a point and caring about the giants and pizza and your friends, which are all important at this stage, but there's historical flexibility to it. Where are you coming from? Where are you going? How is your life a chapter in a book rather than just, you know, your life? So trying to stretch time identity, how you think of time. You're only living in this dimension of time by even time travel. In theory, time travel is possible. It means you can go back and see Avraham. We don't know how to do it, but I also want you to start thinking about place. So, in Mirtz Hashem, for your whole life, you feel that you're limited to a certain place. But it's very important to be able to change your place imaginatively. To be in one place, but to be in a different place. That's an important skill in life. It's an important skill for an Oved Hashem. John Milton, the English poet, said, mind can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. So that's a very specific aspect of changing your location and remanufacturing it based on your attitude. So attitude can determine place. So even though your feet are in a particular area, your imagination can take you somewhere else. That's why Hashem gave you an imagination. So that's what I want to talk about today. How tefillah can help you manage location. You're in one place because it's going to be very important in life as you go through different stages. You're not always going to find yourself in the place you'd like to be. So let me take an extreme example for today's shiur, just to put into context. Let's say you're stranded on a desert island. How do you make sure that you're not only in that place, imaginatively? Your feet are there, your mouth is there, your stomach is there, your nose is there, but how do you take your experience and change location even though you can't get off the island? So I want to talk about how tefillah can help you do that through the two ways of the word bamakom, because that's what's happening in Parshas Vayetzeh. So the simple reading of the word bamakom is, he hit the place. He hit Har Elokim. Shara Shamayim, Enzakim, Beis Elokim is the Shara Shamayim. Now, of course, keep in mind, when I say about a desert island, Yaakov is on a desert island, because essentially he has no place. When Avram davens, he has a place. In fact, he has a makom kavua. He's at home, and he goes to the same place as Shara Masham. Yitzchak certainly has a place. We call that place the Sada. Yaakov is literally homeless. He has no place. So essentially, he has to create place. So then that's a switch location, as he would have if you'd been on a desert island. He literally has to create a space for himself. We never had it before. Could you imagine the horror of being eternally homeless? Not on a desert island. Homelessness is not just lack of food and cold and no shower and no hygiene. Homelessness is lack of place in this world. You don't feel that you belong to anywhere. You don't have a home. You don't have a place. Right? A lot of the feminists of the late 19th century and early 20th century thought about how to unleash women's capacity was to give them a place at home, because they didn't have a place at home. The men had an office, the men had an antechamber. The women didn't have a place. Their place was the kitchen where they were serving others. The place was the bedroom where they were making babies. The place was, actually, this is hilarious, but there was actually, in 19th century homes, you can actually see them, it was called a fainting room. You know what a fainting room is? That's where women retire after the meal to faint. It was seen as proving your delicacy if you could faint. They fainted, fainting. But literally, after the meal, the women went to faint in the fainting room, which is tragic. That's the only place you can make for a woman is for her to faint. So making space means making identity. Without space, you don't have identity. Yaakov has no space. He has to create space. What becomes his space? Har Habayis. Now, is he really on Har Habayis? Well, there are a million different midrashim before he really was. He was really in Haran, and he went back, and Har Habayis came to meet him, or he's in Beit El, Har Habayis came. We don't really know where he is, which just reinforces the fact that he has no space. He's literally not standing anywhere. He's standing on a constantly moving ground, whose coordinates are constantly shifting. He may be in Beis El, he may be somewhere between Beis El and Yishalayim, he may have made his way back to Yishalayim. But tefillah, because our tefillahs are directed as Beit Elokim and Shara Shamayim, as Yaakov says, tefillah has a way of taking a Jew, wherever you are in this world, and giving you that space. And what's that space? Yishalayim. No matter where you are in this world, if your kavana is strained through Yishalayim, you could be standing at Beis Elokim v'Shara Shamayim, pretty much as Yaakov was. Let's take the psukim at literal value. He was already in Beit El, the literal reading. But he was in Yishalayim. That's why Chazal crunch all the geography. Let's make it one place, because in Yaakov's mind, he was standing in one place, but he's really in another place. So Chazal trying to find a way to re-engineer the landscape to reflect his imagination. So his imagination determines his space and where he is. So the power of tefillah is to connect you, not just to connect you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll talk about that in a moment, but to create space, which is an amazing concept when you think about it. Right? Have you ever heard of the phrase, the wandering Jew? That's literally a typecast. That's an image. It's in Gentile literature. This old wandering Jew who's homeless, who has no place, who goes from town to town and begs. It occurs in all the 15th, 16th, and 17th century literature, of course, the mock Jews. In some cases, not even the mock Jews. In some cases, just as a character in whatever play. You Google it. Or AI, you'll see. The wandering Jew. Which books does it appear in throughout Gentile literature in the late medieval era or the early Renaissance era? And Jews, though they may have seemed to be wandering, they never really were wandering, because they always had one place they called their own, and tefillah established that placehood, it's my word, placehood, every day. Daniel was the first. Daniel davens, the first moment we lose location, and he davens facing Yerushalayim. And for that reason, he's thrown into the lions, because it irks Nebuchadnezzar, whose master plan is to acculturate the Jews to Babel, and Daniel's getting in the way of his plan. It's not the tefillah that irks Nebuchadnezzar, everyone daven. There's a tefillah facing Yerushalayim, because once you face Yerushalayim, you're no longer Babylonian, you're Jerusalemite. And Nebuchadnezzar was trying to un-Jerusalem, or un-identity the Jews. So that's one role of Vayifkav. It's a very deep idea. I want you to think about them, because these are going to help you. Why should you daven? Get past Kavana. So many people fail at davening because they fail at Kavana. You cannot have 1 ounce of Kavana and still have a deeply meaningful davening. Because you're in the middle of a class in some university, or in a tank in Gaza, or in some airport in Istanbul, or wherever you are, and you want to be somewhere else. How do you create that somewhere else-ness? That's a crucial art in life. How do you take your imagination and put yourself into a different place? Tefillah is part of that. The second meaning of the word b'makom is that Kadosh Baruch is makom shalom. Now, when I was your age, I didn't understand this. Maybe because my mind wasn't mature enough, but I also didn't have Google. So imagine Google Maps. And you zoom out and you see the globe. And you zoom out and you see the solar system. And you zoom out and you see the galaxy. And you zoom, zoom, zoom. At some point, assuming Google Maps could continue to zoom out, you'd hit an endpoint. Because at any one given moment, the universe is finite. It's constantly growing, but we could just freeze frame. At a particular moment, right now, the universe has a certain end to it. So if you'd zoom out, the universe would end. You'd have all space that exists. All space in the universe you'd be seeing from the Google vantage point. But if you Googled out one more, you'd be at Hashem. The same way you're contained by this space, here, Alon Shvot, and the world, and whatever, space is contained by Hashem. Hashem is the Makom HaShalom. Just like the Olam is your Makom, however you define it, Alon Shvot, Israel, Middle East, globe, earth, whatever, you just keep zooming out. All space is contained within Hashem. So Hashem is to space what space is to you. What, you know, what area of the universe is to you. Hinei Makom Iti, V'nitzavta B'nikras Hatzur. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu, your makom will be with mine. Again, Moshe also doesn't have a makom because he's not really living anywhere for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lochot. He's in some surreal location where he's in Shemayim. So he's lost. He says, your makom will be with me. Namely, the second makom that you always have wherever you are that tefillah creates for you is not just Yerushalayim, but also the ultimate makom is not your set of coordinates. The ultimate makom is the makom of those coordinates, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, of course, the coordinates where you're physically standing make no difference. Because whether you're standing in Hawaii, whether you're standing in Alon Shvot, you're still standing in the place and in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Makom. So Vayifkav Makom means by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying, that's also an important phrase. Wherever you are, how can you create Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you can create not just Avodas Hashem, mitzvos, but how can you create that I'm in Hashem's presence? And how can I be in Hashem's presence even without doing a mitzvah? I can have to be in Hashem's presence. Well, tefillah helps create an attitude that spills over to the rest of your day. And that's the pasuk, the third iteration, the three basic psukim in the Torah, which identify makom with Hashem. One is this pasuk, vayifka b'makom vayelon sham. One is the pasuk I said before in Parshas Ki Tisa, where Moshe is nowhere, and he's about to hear Hashem daven with him, the Yud Gimel Midos. What does Hashem say? Hinei makom iti. Binisavta, you're with me. Hinei makom iti, and go under the rock, and I'll cover you. Again, he has no place. He's under a rock, but he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the final place in Parshas Yisro, b'chol hamakom asher askir Hashemi, avoy lecha v'erachticha. Wherever you are, if you engage with me, in this case it's Talmud Torah, but it could be other types of askir Hashemi, avoy lecha, I will be there. So this is an important concept that tefillah yields. Tefillah improves makom. How does it improve makom? By associating your identity with Yerushalayim, by associating your identity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate makom shel olam. Try to let that set. It's not an idea I think you've thought about before, but think about how through life are you going to be. Sometimes I find myself in these places I don't want to be. Imagine just something very practical. Let's say you're driving to, I don't know, who lives, driving to, is there traffic in Vancouver? Do they have cars? No. So let's say you're on your cow and there's a lot of traffic. All right, let's say you're driving to Chicago and you get stuck in horrible traffic on the interstate. You have to spend Shabbos somewhere between Cincinnati and Chicago, so in the middle of nowhere. So you're off for Shabbos in a hotel room with a roll, maybe, and a can of Coke. You don't even know that. You got a roll with a can of Coke. So your whole Shabbos is horrible. How do you say, no matter where I am, I'm going to imagine myself in a different place for Shabbos and have a Shabbos? No matter where. So you're in a hospital, Chas V'Shalom, whatever, and you need to, for Yom Kippur, let's say. I can say, no matter where I'm in the hospital for Yom Kippur, I'm going to really be in Yeshiva Har Tzion for Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur, even though I'm in a hospital. It's an important trait to be able to recreate space. And tefillah is one of the space re-engineering tools that Hashem gave us. Okay? That's why Vayifka B'Makom is so resonant, because both words have meaning of tefillah. Have a great day, everyone. For my share will begin at 8:55. 45 minutes. At 8:55. Okay.